And here they are, Michael Sheen and David Tennant. Come on in. Yeah. Hello, David.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, nice to see you.
Hello.
Michael.
Welcome back.
It is unbelievable. I've never met Michael Sheen in my life. He's now on the show every week.
Yeah.
He's now a proper regular.
Yeah. Ali, co-host.
How are you?
Oh, very well. Very well.
Good.
I haven't seen you in yonks, Chris.
I know, it's been a long time.
Oh, my water's been opened. Do you know what?
It is new, and I opened it because Pippa doesn't like guests struggling with the cap. Oh. So it is brand new.
So we've broken the seal.
Broken the seal for you, David.
Sure, whatever.
There you go. You enjoy that vodka. Well, look at you two together. What a powerhouse of acting you two are.
I thought I would bring my young apprentice.
I love that.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I love.
Kindly.
So when you got... You two have never worked together before, have you?
Not properly, no.
We were in a film together, but we didn't have any scenes. We were in a film called Bright Young Things that Stephen Fry directed.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah. It was a great movie, which we were just remembering premiered next door to this very building.
Everything does.
Yeah. But we weren't on screen together at all.
No, but I thought you were very good in it.
You were excellent.
Oh, look at you two.
See how this works, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you know each other socially before you got this?
Yeah, to say hello to.
On and off.
Have a little chat. Yeah.
And when you get... When a job comes in, because I think we were talking, I can't remember if we were talking last time about auditioning for stuff. You don't audition for things, Sheen. Obviously, David, you probably went through lots of auditions.
Hundreds.
I smell the script, and if it smells right, I say yes.
I like that.
That's how I do it.
So when you found out that when you found out David was playing, were you like, oh, great.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the thing is that we very rarely would be in the same thing because we'd very often be up for the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if one gets the part, there's very rarely a chance for the other one to be in it as well.
Yes.
So this is a kind of unique thing where we both get to be in it.
Mm. And was there any... Because so one of you basically plays an angel, one of you plays a devil. Am I right in saying that?
Pretty much. That's pretty much it.
It's called Good Omens, by the way. It's a new TV series. It's going to be on Amazon Prime Video the end of May. In a couple of days' time, it starts. And then, if you don't have that, it'll be on BBC Two in about 6 months' time. So you get to see it one way or the other.
That's it.
So when the roles were offered to you, so obviously you're the angel.
Michael. This is Michael talking.
Yes.
The Welsh one.
Right.
I'm the angel.
And I'm the devil.
Yeah, Scottish one.
Or the demon.
And was there any kind of like, I would have quite fancied playing the devil, but okay.
Well, because I've been friends with Neil, who did the adaptation. So it was based on Neil Gaiman, Terry Pratchett's book that came out about 1990, I think, when I was in drama school. And I read it when it came out. And I've been friends with Neil for many years now. So when he first started talking about the adaptation and stuff, he would send me the scripts, the early versions of the scripts.
Now, was this just in a friend capacity or like he's
both.
Trying to tap you up to be...
Yeah. No, it was both. And so I knew that I was going to be involved. And I think there was just a sort of an assumption that on both our parts, that I thought that Neil wanted me to play the part that David plays.
Right.
As I was reading it, I thought, I can't do that. I can't play that part. I'm not good enough to play that part. And I thought, but Neil's going to want me to do it. So me and Neil, meanwhile, thought that I wanted to play that part as well. So we ended up having this sort of awkward dinner where we were like, Neil, about this part. And then Neil eventually said, look, I think you should play the angel. And I was like, oh, thank God, yes. And then that was settled. And then it meant that the genius that is David Tennant was able to come in and play the big part.
Yeah, I didn't get a choice. I just got the one that was left. But I was very, very happy with that.
So when you looked at it, did you go, I can definitely play this part, that I'm all over it?
Well, because Michael was already involved, so I was being asked, I wasn't being given a kind of overview. It was just, would you like to play this part opposite Michael Sheen? And yes. The script smelled good.
No, I've not read the book and I've not seen any clips of it or anything so far, just what I've read. So what is the story of it exactly?
Well, it's about, we've been on Earth since the dawn of time. We are the on Earth representative of our respective head offices.
I love it already.
Mm. Yeah. and you first meet us at the Garden of Eden. And we're basically there. I'm there to tempt and corrupt, and Michael's there to redeem and make better. But as the millennia go on, we realise we sort of cancel each other out, and therefore we can kind of help each other out. And in the meantime, enjoy all that the mortal world has to offer.
I mean, if one of us has got a job on in Edinburgh,
yeah,
and the other one needs to be there as well, it's like, well, you do what I would do,
yeah,
and then it saves me the trip. Exactly. So that's sort of the arrangement they come to.
And they discover that, actually, and then we can save some time and have dinner at the Savoy,
yeah,
because the mortals have this thing called wine, and it's rather lovely. So we rather enjoy this. And then the crunch comes when I am tasked with delivering the Antichrist to trigger the apocalypse.
Oh.
At which point I realise that our nice, cushy number we've got going on Earth is all going to come to a crashing halt.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So we decide to team up, the angel and the devil, to avert the end of time.
Yeah. I love it.
Wow. Are you in?
Oh, I'm definitely in.
Admitted already.
Well, do you know what? Because Michael was on the show just a couple of weeks ago, and then in my last week before I took a couple of weeks off, and then I was waiting for a tube the other day, and there was a huge billboard.
Oh, yeah.
And I just stood and stared at it. And again, it doesn't give a lot away, but it's just you two. And I'm like, I really want to see this. I really want to see it.
Yeah.
And there's a fella called John Hamm in it.
Yeah, we're giving him a chance.
He's new.
He's all right.
Okay. He's an up-and-comer, a whippersnapper from America.
Yes.
Jack Whitehall's in it, because I believe now that's the law. Jack has to be in everything.
The great Miranda Richardson.
Yes.
Miranda Richardson is in it?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Josie Lawrence is in it?
Yeah.
Francis McDormand is God.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's God?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. This is so good. So this is where is this in America or UK filmed this?
We shot it all mainly around Oxfordshire, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then we went to South Africa.
And in St. James's Park, right in the centre of things, all over. And then South Africa for a bit as well, yeah.
Have you seen it? Do you get to see the finished thing?
Yeah. I love it.
Do you?
I love it, yeah. I'm really chuffed with it.
When you film stuff...
I don't always find myself seeing the things I'm in.
But do you watch... How often would you, if you've done something, would you watch it back?
Most of the time, I will eventually, in some form, watch it back.
Right.
Yeah.
Often through gritted teeth and fingers over eyes.
There's usually a bit of it that you get to know really well. Because if there's a screening and there's like a Q&A after the screen, you always get brought in for the last sort of 10 minutes.
Right.
So you get to know the last 10 minutes of things you're in really, really well.
Yeah.
Because some people just hate seeing themselves on screen, and they, you know, there are many, many actors will go, I've never really watched anything that I've ever done. And there are other people who go, I watch all of it.
I watch less and less as I get older.
Right, yeah.
It used to be that I would watch everything and I'd have to kind of through gritted teeth a little bit the first time, and then eventually I could watch it and be a bit more objective and kind of learn from it. And now I'm like, oh, I can't be honest. A lot of the time.
I bet David does. I bet David watches it back.
No, I mean, most of the time. I know what you're saying. As you get older, it feels slightly less... relevant.
Urgent.
But I do eventually watch. I sort of feel like it's never pleasant.
No.
I sort of feel my curiosity and my kind of need for self-flagellation, something like that.
Right.
I think a lot of people, I think, imagine that actors watch themselves, you know, and just luxuriate in their
themness.
It's not like that. It's a painful experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you have to look at your own work, really, to kind of learn about it.
I think it's the only way you will finally get any better.
Well, it's like Mick Jagger said, I think, a couple of months ago, he's never listened to a Rolling Stones track because after they make it, he can't bear to listen to it. Because it was such a pain to actually make the record.
But I think that's different. With music, it's different. It's like, so us now, so I'm wearing headphones. I hear everything that goes on the show in the same way that people are listening now in their cars. It's the same audio.
Yeah.
But when you're filming something, you, as actors, you almost see the opposite.
Well, that's the thing.
Of what the viewer sees. And especially if there's any effects in it or something.
That's the shocker, is when you... Because when you're doing something, you have your own... version of what you're doing. That's the imaginative life you have in your head is what kind of propels you through it. And then when you actually watch it, it's very rarely what you had in your head, is it?
And it's often the bits you think, oh, I nuanced that little emotional moment perfectly. And you watch it back and you go, oh, there's nothing there. And literally, I'm just a blank face. And then other bits that you thought... You thought you really messed up with the bits you sometimes get away with, yeah. I find.
Most of the time, the best bits are the bits where I didn't realise the camera was on. And that's absolutely true.
Michael, what is David Tennant, in your eyes, what is David Tennant's best work?
What is his best work? Yeah. I mean, I'm not just saying this. I do think that this is one of the best things. I mean, I saw it up close, obviously. One of the hardest things about acting with David, I've said this many times, and this embarrasses him, I think, is that the hardest thing about acting with David is that as you're acting with him, it's very difficult not to go, oh, that's very good. And then you forget to say your own lines. That is genuinely the hardest thing. So I have to say, he is absolutely brilliant in this. I say that both as a co-actor and as just a fan.
He says that both as a co-actor and somebody who's never seen any of your work before. I would say, Chris, this is his best work.
Yeah. Oh, no, but, you know, I mean, I saw his Hamlet that was filmed, which is absolutely amazing. I mean, his work as Doctor Who is legendary. I just think he is, you know,
no,
one of my
stop.
All-time favourite actors. It's absolutely true. Yeah.
And I had to ask the same question, yeah. Mr. Tennant, of Mr. Sheen. Now, there is a question. What is Michael Sheen's best work?
How do you start to nail it down? It's a sort of... It's a never-ending cascade of brilliance, isn't it?
Are you referring to my performance as Jesus?
I didn't see your Jesus.
Oh, right. I thought when you were saying nail it down.
I've never seen your Jesus.
Well, maybe later.
I mean, there's so much. Well, I mean, Michael's obviously famous for his transformations, all of which are extraordinary and compelling. The Tony Blair journey was a miracle to behold. But also this, you've got to watch his Aziraphale. It's a work of such kind of... You're just so lovely and heartbreaking and a bit rubbish. It's delightful.
Very true. Yeah. I finally get to use my a bit rubbishness in a part.
What are your do you have accents in this?
Yes, we're both posh.
Yeah, we are both quite posh, aren't we?
Considering we're scrubbing, so like a Celtic posh devil. Scrubbers.
Yeah.
A posh devil's an interesting... Mind you, I guess the devil is quite...
Devil's often posh, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, he is posh, but he's got that kind of... A sort of slight Mick Jagger kind of...
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite... It's posh with the edges knocked off.
Yeah.
But
there's an English...
Don't do that! Yeah. You don't want to do this! That's Mick Jagger there.
Very good.
I had to point that out there, like Joe Longthorne used to do when he used to do his impressions. Johnny Mathis. So the show we're talking about, I want to make sure everyone's all over this. It's on Prime Video, which you should have, by the way, because it's got some good stuff on there. Including all the American versions of The Office, because
yes,
I was watching it this weekend. The show is called Good Omens. It is the new TV series, and it will start on the 31st of May. And then Omen All Hours. Do you know about this?
Do tell.
Omen All Hours.
Yep.
It's brilliant already, isn't it?
Good will be a Good Omens-themed secret bookshop
to open in Soho.
Yes. I guess Omen
Because
All
my
Hours.
Character owns a bookshop in Soho. That's what my character does. Yeah.
It is going to be a 5-floor immersive bookshop to celebrate the launch of the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah. It's interesting.
All sorts of surprises.
Yeah.
Pippa, the full experience is free of charge. And there will be an escape room experience.
We're already booked in to go.
Are you actually?
Yeah, we're going on Thursday.
It's essentially a room that you get locked into with me and David, and you just have to try and get out.
Help! Now, I have to ask you this, David Tennant, because I've never had the opportunity to ask you this.
Right? I can't believe that's true.
It is true, because I've not really interviewed you that many times. Certainly not for a long time.
Not for many years, though.
Can we just clarify once again on the record that I believe I was the first person to do the knock knock who's there joke
to you?
Yes, you
were, Chris. Yes, you were.
Thank you. When David was given the Doctor Who
classic.
But I've since learned this, but haven't been able to interview you since because of stuff. Your father-in-law...
That makes it... Because of stuff makes it sound like we've had some sort of exclusion order going on.
Well, we fell out.
Because of stuff.
Well, to be fair, you did stop coming on the show after I left the show. You got to remember, I had a 3-year hiatus from broadcasting.
Yeah, that's probably what did it.
I decided to take some time off.
Sure.
But it was a little bit longer than I'd planned. But I had a brilliant time, though. Working's rubbish. Your father-in-law played Doctor Who.
This is true.
You played Doctor Who.
That also true.
Now, what is the timeline? Because I don't know the timeline when you two met for the first time, were you Doctor Who then already?
When I first met Peter for the first time, not quite.
Right.
We actually did an episode of the Mrs. Bradley Mysteries together.
Oh, I remember that.
In 2000 and something.
Mrs. Yeah. Bradley.
But we barely met on that.
Right.
But we did. What,
deliberately so?
No,
he's
really,
like, I know what to
Mrs. Bradley kept them apart.
Yeah.
Typical troublemakers. Yeah.
But other than that, we met properly when he came to do a little, we did a little Children in Need sketch where right. the fifth Doctor meets the tenth Doctor. So that was the first time we properly met.
But were you dating his daughter at that point?
Come on, get my timeline straight. No, I wasn't. No, right, before okay. she'd come on the show, yeah.
We were talking earlier today about rubbish claims to fame and stuff, and as opposed to good ones. Imagine, Michael, that you get to play Doctor Who. It's an iconic role. There haven't been many. There are less doctors than presidents. This is an unbelievable role. And you're playing Doctor Who when Doctor Who was just the biggest show on television. Amazing. And you can sit back as an actor. No matter what work you do for the rest of your life, you were a Doctor Who. And then your daughter goes, Dad, I've met someone and they're great. You've met them before. They're an actor. They play Doctor Who. No! No!
It's good. We just like to keep it concentrated, keep the Who love in small pockets.
Have you ever watched an episode of one of your Doctor Whos sat next to him?
Oh, I don't think I have done that. No.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I'd love to watch his face watching you play Doctor Who.
He has kids who are young, sort of two boys who are a bit younger than George's.
Right.
And so they were very into Doctor Who at the time when I first came into that family. I know it was on quite a lot in the house, but I think he was very supportive.
Right.
Your son is an actor, so it's possible that he could end up playing Doctor Who.
It is not.
That would be three generations.
Out with the realms of possibility. Yeah. He'd be very good. Yeah, he'd be terribly good. I'd like to promote him now for the role.
How old are your children now?
17 is our eldest.
And good Lord.
Is three, yeah.
And so you have four children?
Yeah.
And is there a fifth one on
There's
the way?
There's a fifth one on the way.
Congratulations. Look at that. Congratulations to David Tennant and his super sperm. Well done. Still doing the business.
Still got it. Oh. And I am, in fact, the mother of...
I did not know.
Little Good Omens baby. Yeah.
Wow. So you two really did bond
we
on
really did hit it.
On set.
Yeah.
You really did. So what have you got coming up next? You've got this show, which everyone can see from the 31st of May.
Yes.
And then what's next for David Tennant?
Oh, I start work next week on a thing for Channel 4 called... I'm probably not meant to tell anyone.
Yeah, you can't. No, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. It's been announced. Yeah.
I don't think it has.
It has.
I mean, has it just came out of my mouth here?
It's not the news.
Probably not my news to tell.
Michael?
Yes?
What's next for you?
A Homeless World Cup that I came on to talk about.
Oh, yeah, when is that
week.
Again? Remind us of that.
May 27th to August 3rd in Cardiff, next to Cardiff Castle in Bute Park. Free for everyone. Music, football, debate. Come and be a part of it.
You know, David Tennant's a great footballer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Really is.
Football is his life.
Oh, I don't know how it works.
This thing he's doing on Channel 4 is all about football.
It's called football? Football, question mark?
Doctor Football?
I'm so bad at football.
Really?
I played a football coach once, which was great because you could just shout at other people and make them play football. But I said, as long as I don't have to play any myself, because it's really embarrassing. It's a lifelong handicap.
Not good.
Not good. No, can't
do it.
Well,
see, Michael's a great player.
No, every now and again I get, you know, because there are all these charity football things, and every now and again they go, we've heard you're a great footballer. And I went, no, you haven't. This is an email. You've cut and pasted this email to 700 other people.
Do you know, but then again, I don't know what's worse, because I was often invited to these charity football matches, but as a manager, I was never invited to play. And I just remember going, and even then, I didn't really know what to do. And everybody takes it so seriously. I remember I decided to swap a couple of people out, because that's what you should do. oh, he wasn't happy. Oh. Came off the pitch going, what's your problem? I'm playing great. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm only here to meet famous people. It's a free bar.
I was playing in a celebrity one years and years ago. Do you remember the band Shed 7?
I love Shed 7.
I nearly got into a fight with the entire band of Shed 7.
No! Really?
They were on the sidelines watching. And at one point, I had quite a full beard at the time. And they started shouting, come on, Matthew Kelly, at me. And it started as a laugh, and then it went beyond a laugh, and I was like, right, come on, lads. All of them. I was going to take all of Shed 7 on. Great matchups
watching
of
you,
our
watching
time.
Watching me.
Now, strangely, I am friends with the lads from Shed 7, and I know for a fact that...
And they're here. Come here.
I know that Rick, the lead singer, listens every day, so I expect a text from Rick in the next few minutes or so. Yeah. And if not, I am definitely calling him later.
It was only bettered by when I was doing a play on Broadway. And they on Broadway, you have like a baseball league, a softball league. Yeah. All the shows have teams and you play at Central Park and all that. At one point, I tried to take on all of Phantom of the Opera. One go. Me on my own. All of Phantom of the Opera. Come on! Let's have it!
Did you win?
It didn't happen. Them? I was pulled away.
Right.
How come you wanted to fight them? They don't know who Matthew Kelly is.
No, they weren't shouting Matthew Kelly at me. They were shouting some American equivalent.
What Tom is the American Brokaw. Equivalent of Matthew Kelly?
I don't know who that would be.
Yeah. Ooh, now I'm thinking.
Oh, see, now you're off.
Carry on, I'll get back to you.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to have you two on our show.
Lovely to be
I
here.
I really love this. Two absolutely bloody awesome actors in a show together and with an incredible lineup of acting. I can't wait to see this show.
It's a great show. It really
you are
is.
Going to love it. You are actually going to love it.
And I've heard as well on the grapevine that it's some of David Tennant's best work, but also some of Michael Sheen's best work as well.
That's what people are saying, Chris.
That's the rumour, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of people are saying.
And about time
that Michael, on the radio.
About time Michael Sheen had a good role, because all he's got is just been they've been throwing him peanuts all these years.
Finally, it's my turn to
finally
shine.
God damn it, this is your big break into Tinseltown. Yes. Telling you, Good Omen is the new TV series on Amazon Prime Video from 31st of May, and then it'll be on BBC Two later on in the year.
Brilliant.
Great. Anything you would like to add before we oh, and the Homeless World Cup happening from July 27th in Cardiff. You can go and it's free.
Lovely.
And David Tennant is not starring in a new Channel 4 thing, which he starts filming next week at all.
Not at all.
You don't need to know anything about that.
Called King of Football.
Yeah. My Life in Football by David Tennant.
He plays a football manager who doesn't know what he's doing. It's a hilarious romp filmed in the early 80s.
Apparently Shed 7 have just arrived in the building, Michael.
Right.
Come on!
Calm him down. Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you, David.
Thank
Lovely
you.
Lovely to see you. Very Congratulations. Much. Good luck Thanks with the birth much. Of child thank number you, five. Thank you. That's why he's working again next week. Oh. That's why. Ka-ching. Lovely to see you, Michael and David. We'll be right back. The Chris Moyle Show.